Mary Rose, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amber. It's lovely to be here.
So you have a very exciting new course coming up. You might tell us a small bit about it.
Sure. We're offering a Master of Arts in Regenerative Tourism, and this will commence in September 2024, so this year. And it's a completely online program, and it's designed for people who are either in the tourism business themselves or stakeholders such as government agencies or local authorities or anybody in the tourism consultancy business.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic. Tell us, I suppose, for people maybe listening that mightn't be overly familiar, what exactly is regenerative tourism?
So everybody will be familiar with sustainable tourism. And I suppose in the past, sustainable tourism was about doing less bad. So, tourism by its very nature has a huge impact on the environment and on communities. So regenerative tourism is a change in the mindset, and it really is about intentionally setting out to do good. So if you think of tourism through a whole systems approach, it really emphasizes that we rely on each other, and particularly we rely on nature, and we're so dependent on nature. So regenerative tourism requires a new mindset where tourism development really sets out to have a positive impact on nature, a positive impact on communities, a positive impact on the place, and also a positive impact, obviously, on the visitor's experience. And all of this will ultimately lead to businesses being viable. And Amber, if you think about Ireland, our strongest assets are our landscape and our people. So if we don't look after nature and if we don't look after the community, we won't have a long-term viable tourism industry. So really, regenerative tourism is just, it's changing the way we think about tourism development and making sure that we have nature and communities at the heart of development.
That's really, really interesting and great to hear. Why, I suppose, did you decide that you would do this MA? Where did the idea come from, or why did you feel maybe that it was necessary, Mary Rose?
So we would constantly engage with our stakeholders through, you know, meetings with industry bodies and also individual businesses. But in particular, we would engage with Vulture Ireland and Udaross and the leader development agencies. And in particular, we were in conversation with Eamon O'Nocton in the Udaross in Dingle, and we talked really about the challenges of rural tourism and what the challenges were going to be going forward. And it was through, I suppose, listening to the stakeholders and then researching what's happening around the world that we realized that we really have to shift from sustainable tourism and start thinking about regenerative tourism. And in farming, there's a lovely term called the hare's corner. It's an old farmer's phrase, and it really is about leaving a little part of the meadow for the hare. So you can still mow the meadow, but you also respect that there's nature that needs to be protected there. We did a lot of research around the world. There's other destinations that are pursuing a regenerative tourism agenda. And we also were involved in a European project on regenerative tourism, where we have 80 tourism SMEs going through a regenerative tourism program. And these tourism businesses are in Iceland, Ireland, the Netherlands, Poland, and Finland. You know, we've built our expertise around regenerative tourism, and we can see already the benefits of regenerative tourism within these businesses. So the MA is a natural progression, and it really prepares us for the future.
It sounds like it will. And we are so dependent on tourism here, especially in Kerry, I suppose, but, you know, in Ireland as a whole as well. But you mentioned that a course like this will help sustain the model that we have and, I suppose, improve it. How will it do that, Mary Rose?
If you look at how businesses operate right now, and, you know, it's very much business focused and rightly so, you know, you have to make a living out of it, you have to make a profit. But in the past, we've always measured success by numbers. We've always measured it by, you know, our number of visitors and how much money we make. But we need to start thinking about, obviously, yes, how many jobs it creates, how many communities it sustains, but also how we make sure that we preserve our biodiversity. So we just can't operate just on a profit basis. We have to think about the impact it's going to have on the communities. And, you know, you can already see around the world, there are some destinations where they're putting up signs that tourists aren't welcome. I mean, if we're not careful, the same will happen in some of our honeypots here. So we have to make sure that communities are happy with tourism development. And by doing that, we can make sure that the businesses are sustainable. When we designed the programme, we very much designed it around three pillars, so that we focus on tourism development, we focus on business innovation, and also we focus on community leadership. So we believe if you get that balance right, and it is all about balance, that, you know, we can make sure that businesses will be sustainable in the future.
And I was just going to say, that's really important as well, to have that link with the community, as you mentioned there, and to make sure that, I suppose, you know, the tourism industry and communities are working hand in hand together, because that's really what does build and make a successful model. And I suppose, as you said there, sustains it going into the future.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't ignore what's best for the community, because the community need to support you and you need to support the community. So it's really important.
And would you talk us through then the different kind of modules that those who are undertaking the course will be studying?
Sure. So as I said, there's three themes. There's tourism development, and under that theme, we look at regenerative tourism and the circular economy. We look at strategic tourism development, and then we also look at regenerative tourism masterclasses. So we hear from experts around the world in regenerative tourism. The second pillar then is the business innovation, and there we look at innovating through entrepreneurial design. We look at data analytics for tourism. And we also have a research consultancy project. So each of the participants on the program will actually take regenerative tourism problem and they will seek to solve that through research and through their proposal. So it'll be a very applied project. So whatever their business is or their, you know, the destination they're in, they can take a problem that exists and work through it and come up with a solution. And then the third theme is around community leadership. And the modules in community leadership include models of community development, leading community tourism, and culture and collaboration for regenerative tourism. Because we know collaboration works best, but collaboration is actually very difficult. So we need to look at, you know, ways of collaborating and making sure that we can work together.
It sounds great and sounds very broad, and it's great that they'll be hearing from experts as well in the field. In terms of the rollout of the course then, we'll say, how will it be made up? Will it be online, and how many hours per week and things like that?
So the course commences in September, September 23rd, it kicks off, and it is three semesters, so a year and a half, and it's two nights a week online. So it's live online delivery, two nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays for 3 hours. And obviously there is independent work as well to be done on top of that. But we're very mindful that, you know, we need to make education accessible. People are very busy, people who are working full time, they're running their own businesses or they're operating in a tourism environment. So we're trying to make it as accessible as possible. So that's why it's online, and we're there to support people going through the process.
That's great. It sounds like it'll be open to a lot of people, or I suppose that they'll be able to do it, you know, kind of around working hours and stuff as well, which is great to see.
Sure. And we also have some international applicants as well. So that will really add to the programme. The fact it's online makes it accessible anywhere in the world. And it means that, you know, we can learn from each other and we can learn from different countries as well.
Certainly. That's fantastic. Is there a deadline then for entries, Mary Rose?
Yes. So the application closes July 19th. And I should say that eligible participants may be able to avail of funding through Rural Food SkillNet and the National Organic Training SkillNet. So there's up to 40% funding for eligible participants who apply for the programme.
And I know you mentioned at the start, you know, that it's kind of aimed at people, I suppose, who are kind of in the industry at the moment. But are there any kind of other specific criteria that people need, or is it kind of open-ended after that?
No, we would hope that people would have an honours degree already, but we also have recognition of prior learning. So if somebody has been working in industry for years, but they don't have the qualification, we would also assess that. But it is a master's programme, so there is a standard required there. But we very much look at, recognition of prior learning plus any other qualifications applicants have.
That's brilliant. It sounds like it'll be a really great course and definitely really worthwhile doing, and it will be a huge benefit to the county as well. Before we finish up, Mary Rose, I know that the MTU is hosting an International Regenerative Tourism Conference later in the year. Will you just tell us a small bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So as you said, it's an international regenerative tourism conference. It's been held in the Dingle Skellig Hotel on November 19th and 20th. We'll have participants from 5 countries that are engaged in our European project. So that's Iceland, Finland, the Netherlands, Poland, and ourselves. We'll have participants from those programs attending. We'll also have tourism businesses in particular. There's quite a few on the Dingle Peninsula that have undertaken our regenerative tourism program, so people will hear from them. And then we also have an academic side to the conference where academics internationally will come and talk about the future of tourism and tourism research. But what's really nice about the conference, Amber, is we include two, they're called Workshop on Wheels, where we take delegates out on the Dingle Peninsula to listen to how businesses are doing there. So, for example, we go out to Louis Mulcahy Pottery and look at how they've sustained a business out in a rural location on the peninsula. We'll go to Anne's Coffee Shop in Camp and look at that business model. And we'll also talk to communities like the Maharees on the challenges they've addressed through their community in trying to work and preserving the dunes out there. So we're getting out into the community. We'll also go to Dingle Ocean World and we look at models of practice and what those participants, I suppose, have learned from doing our regenerative tourism program to date. So it'll be a really engaging conference. We'll have international speakers. We'll welcome back Duncan Stewart, who has been really supportive in helping us navigate through what's a really difficult topic and climate crisis and how we're going to face the future. So it'll be a really engaging conference.
Sounds
and it's
like
open
it.
To anybody who wants to attend.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic. Can people book for tickets now?
Yes, it's if people check on the MTU website or just Google Regenerative Tourism MTU, they'll find links to both the applications for our Masters in Regenerative Tourism and also links to the conference and to book tickets there.
That's brilliant. Mary Rose, it's been lovely talking to you and thanks a million for joining me on the show.
Thank you, Amber. Really appreciate it. I hope to see lots of people joining us.